Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel 2-3. Here we have another case of a person saying that he's a Nazir from it, but unlike the first case where we talked about fig products, and the second case where we talked about a cow, etc., here in the third case we're talking about a cup of wine, and wine, of course, comes from a grape and is included in the restrictions that a Nazir has. So the Mishnah says, Mazgul lo asakos, if a person has a cup of wine poured in front of him, Maziga actually means to mix, because they actually mixed the wine with three parts water to dilute it. But the point is, they serve him a cup of wine. Va'amar hareini nazir mimenu. He says, I'm a nazir mimenu, from it. Now, even though the word nazir, as you said before, could have this secondary meaning of mufrash and muvdal, I'm separated from it specifically, like making it like as if it were like a regular nether, like a korban, an iser. No, hareza nazir, says the Mishnah, he is a full-blown nazir. We have yadus in effect, like we said in the first Mishnah there. A person, essentially, it's clear from context what he means. Context means he wants to become a nazir and not anything to do with this specific cup of wine. Therefore, he's a full-blown nazir. Now, in contrast, we're going to give a maisa, a story here. Now, this story actually contradicts what we just said. It's a maisa listor, a contradictory story. I'll read you the words first. It says, Maisa, it happened once, Beisha achas, there was a woman, Shahaisa shikora, she had drunk too much, Umazgalo esakos, they served her a cup of wine, like the first part of our Mishnah, Va'amra hareni nazir mimena, hareni nazir mimenu, she says she's a nazira, which is the same as a nazir, but for a woman, mimenu, from it, from this cup of wine. So it's the exact same case as the first case of our Mishnah. And Amru Chacham, and the rabbi said, Lo niskavna el lomar, she only meant to say, Hare hu alai korban. She only meant to say, this particular cup of wine, or the wine of this drinking session, the wine here in the bar tonight, that's what is to be restricted for me, but not accepting upon herself a full-blown nazirus. So that's exactly not what we said in the first part of the Mishnah. So the protocol of the Mishnah, its convention is that it does not bring stories that are contradictory. It'll bring stories that will support a shita, but not to contradict a shita. And that being the case, this is a masa listor, a contradictory story, which is a kasha, and therefore the Gemara ends up saying that it's a chasuri mechsra. There are certain words that are either missing from the Mishnah, or at least should be read into the Mishnah to make it make sense. So the Mishnah should read essentially the first part again, should be mazgulo esakos, if they serve him wine, va'amar hareni nazir mimenu, and he says, I'm a nazir from it, then hareza nazir, he is a nazir. However, the Mishnah should continue on and say, v'im shikurhu, if he's had too much to drink, va'amar hareni nazir mimenu, and he says, I'm a nazir from it, from this cup of wine, then eino nazir, then he wouldn't be a nazir. So, and then the mice of the story comes to support that second contention. So what's happening here? The context is, when a person drinks, so then, like today, when they're drinking, so then the people who see the person having had too much to drink, the people encourage that person to drink even more. So you have this, the story is of the woman here, she's in the bar, she's had too much to drink, and the people around her are encouraging, drink more, and giving her more, and she doesn't want to drink more. So therefore, she formally restricts herself from drinking more by taking this nether. So that being the case, we understand from context that she had no intention of becoming Nazira. It's just that she wants to stop drinking now, and she wants to be emphatic about it, to not be talked into drinking anything more, not just this cup, but any cup this evening, and therefore she uses this word Nazir in the context of Mufrash and Muvdal. She's separated from it, and definitely not drinking tonight. She's restricting herself formally, like with a nether, not to drink any more wine this evening. But that's all she means. So again, thanks to context, we know that she doesn't mean general nazira. She means the secondary meaning of the word, and therefore she won't be bound by it. And that will be the din. So that will be, I'll call it the halacha. Now, important point I want to make here is that when a person is at, there are different levels of being under the influence of alcohol. You could be having even drunk one cup of wine, you no longer can serve in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen, like Nadav and Aviyu, and you can't paskin shilas, be a dine, and so on. There's more than that, but not so much that you could if you can stand in front of a king, you could still daven Shmona Esrei. If you have had too much drink that you can't hide that you've drunk, you still could do other mitzvahs, like take on Nadarim. You could bench at the end of your Purim Suda and so on, assuming you're not at a level called Shikroso Shalot. If you're so inebriated that you don't know what you're doing anymore. Like the story of Lot and his daughters, he didn't know what he was doing with his daughters. So at that point, you're considered to be essentially like an onus, and nothing you do has legal standing. So if a person already was like totally drunk, and he had reached that level of shikrosa shalot, and then he took on a neder or a naziros, whatever it is, that would be simply halachically insignificant, and not binding at all. So the case for our Mishnah here is this woman had definitely felt she had too much to drink, but she was nowhere near, she wasn't yet at shikrosa shalot, and that being the case, her nedarim are binding, but she didn't intend at all nazir. She meant the nazir in the context of neder, and therefore we won't impute this full nazir to her, just saying that she was restricted from drinking that particular cup of wine there at that time.